Hi, and welcome back to the Holy Sweater Girls, episode number 10.
Yes.
Yes. It is St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, it is.
March 17th, 2013.
That's correct.
What time is it? It is 4:47. We're all sober.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit.
Yeah. I'm Jen.
I'm Carolyn.
And we're here with Sonic Sausage, yeah. As always. It's lovely to be back.
It is.
In my new apartment.
Yes. And it's a fabulous apartment, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It. It's cozy.
Yeah, that's what Sonic said.
Oh, that's right.
When he first walked in.
He was enjoying it. Okay. I freaked Jen out with this just before we started recording. But I have an extremely important question that everybody in this room, Coco included, because she's poking her head out through the door now. Anybody can answer. What the fuck is up with what Justin Bieber is wearing now?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well,
what I'm referencing like, specifically was from an episode of Fashion Police that I caught while I was like cleaning.
He's doing like, we already had one Vanilla Ice, Rob Van Winkle.
Yes.
In like 1992.
Yes.
I don't think we need a new one for 2013.
And one that's not even as good.
No.
No. He's nowhere near as awesome as Vanilla Ice. Yeah, the outfit in particular was like a Vanilla Ice / Fresh Prince outfit.
Yeah.
And it
He's like wearing harem pants and shit, right?
Yeah.
It's and like MC Hammer stuff.
They had like a light neon pink leopard print, which I thought was awesome because I had creepers with that on
them. I remember those
you
creepers.
Remember those? Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, sir, you have girl shoe color on your pants, but they're the like the saggy butt.
And right.
It was weird. It was
Is really that what weird. Happens when Selena Gomez breaks up with you?
I think so.
And you start hanging out with like all these crazy like mm-hmm. scissor rappers. But what's up with his homie little Tyga or whatever his name is? Like, I don't know. I always see his name in fucking TMZ. I don't pay attention.
He's but the one that keeps crashing his car.
Yeah, like,
okay.
If this guy's already, like, been in, like, fucked up, like, two of your cars, why are you going to still let him? Why? You're not even in the country. Why is this fool, like, driving your cars?
Wait, Justin's not even, he's in Canada?
And he was, like, in London, like, because I was reading on TMZ or something like that. He had two consecutive nights in London for a show, and he played the first one and then canceled the second one, but then went out.
Well, because the ticket sales were low.
Yeah, that's bullshit, too.
Right. Just do the show.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Whatever.
That kid. Well, you.
I like
you
the Black Keys thing too. Like
man.
The whole like.
So good. Though, look. I mean, what's his name? Patrick. Whatever. Don't get into a Twitter argument with a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
However old Justin Bieber is now.
I think now he's like 19.
But it's still really fucking funny.
It is because he totally like called him on his shit and he was just like, dude, you. I feel like Justin Bieber is like a celebrity. He's not really a musician, even though all the kids that I work with love Justin Bieber.
I couldn't pick out a Justin Bieber song,
no.
Like in a lineup of music. I don't know. I just don't know.
Right.
Because I don't know what he sounds like. I don't know what music he. I know it's pop. Right. I have no idea.
It's
like
kid music.
Is it like kids bop? I know that
he does new renditions of "Mary Had a Little Lamb."
Did you know Kids Bop has a version of Thrift Shop?
Really?
Yeah, but instead of I walk into the club like I got a big cock, they say I walk into the club like I got a big heart, which is amazing.
That's kind of funny. That doesn't even sound the same. It doesn't even like flow.
I kind of want Macklemore to like remix the song and just say that instead, but keep like all the other like cuss words and
yeah,
I got a big heart.
Oh my God, crazy.
So now you mentioned scissor.
Yeah.
Which leads me to question, well, not even question, just really be concerned with Lil Wayne. He's pretty much going to die, right?
I hope so. I'm just kidding. I don't mean it like that.
That motherfucker is 30. He's my age.
Wow.
Look at me. Look at Lil, well, he's not right here, but look at Lil Wayne.
Yeah, like, dude, like that, well, fuck, dude.
Right?
Like, that's what living the hard life does to you. And how many babies does he have? Like,
I don't
18?
Know. I know he has the one that he went to the aquarium with just days before he had the last seizure.
He's been having tons of seizures. Like, remember the one that he, the first one that he had on the airplane, right?
That was weird.
Yeah. Apparently it's a thing now because Kelly Osbourne is having seizures as well.
I figured with her it was like diet pills or something.
Probably.
Yeah. But with him it's obvious.
Yeah.
He's drinking codeine.
Yeah. With Jolly Ranchers. Ew. Yeah, that's part of it. It's like part of the thing. Like you put the codeine in.
I don't know
if it's like some sort of like grape juice or something like that, and then you put Jolly Ranchers in the bottom. It's like your treat that you get at the bottom. Is that how it works?
It's the grape that bothers me. You can put a watermelon Jolly Rancher in there, and I'm fine. Just give me it. But the grape, no.
No, I don't know if the Jolly Rancher is grape flavor, but isn't it like...
But the juices?
Is something like that.
Well, I'm okay with grape juice. Maybe it's club
soda. Oh. And then, you know, that's
why you gotta make it fizzy.
Yeah. You gotta make it... Why do you want to drink sludge?
Right?
straight codeine. Ugh. It's like, hey guys, this is fun.
Immediately like, throw it up. Yeah.
How can you live life like that? Like, I guess you get to a certain point where it's like you're functioning, but then...
I guess so.
Like, how much are you doing, sir, so that you're having seizures regularly now? Like, and are these, like, grand mal seizures? Like, he's, like, on the floor, like, flipping like a fish?
I'm going to say yes, because according to TMZ, the last one, this one that's, like, in the news, when he was brought into the hospital, they were trying to stabilize him. They had to induce a coma.
Yeah.
Because he just starts seizing. Like, he's in the bed, not even, like, aware,
right,
and just like that just starts seizing. Mm-mm. And so they have to strap him down and everything, which I don't think they should do, because if you're in the hospital bed you're fine, because when you strap somebody down who's seizing, there's more of a chance to break a bone or something,
right?
Like that.
Yeah, in any of the first aid classes I've ever taken, they always talk about that. And then I had to take a class working with special needs students and stuff, and they go over seizures and epilepsy, and like that if it happens, you have to have a plan. If you have one of those kinds of kids in your class, like, everybody, like, anyone who sits around them, you guys gotta get all that shit out the way, and then don't touch them. Just let them be.
Just leave it.
Wow, that's crazy. I wonder if TMZ has an update.
Because the last I saw, Drake went and visited him.
Huh? Yeah, Drake and...
Birdman went and visited him, too.
Chris Paul went to go visit him. Yeah, so...
That's what's freaking me out, because I'm like, holy shit, he's going to die, because Coco's playing with the catnip mouse. Yay. She stopped because I pointed it out, and she's embarrassed, but... She's like, fuck you, I'm not doing anything.
So, okay, well, since we're talking about celebrities and death...
Nice, let's do it.
Lindsay Lohan... back in the radar.
Poor Lindsay. First she gets trashed by Justin for not knowing how to handle her money.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
That was pretty good. And she was like, fuck you. And it's like, well, don't make me side with Justin Bieber on this, lady. Like, please don't make me side with Justin Bieber.
Like, how the Black Keys like talking shit to Justin Bieber, and then Justin Bieber's like talking shit to Lindsay Lohan. Like, who's Lindsay Lohan gonna talk shit to?
She's
going to be the next person to come out and be like, Lil Wayne, I can show you how to like handle your shit. And it's like, lady, little girl, let me just say that if Charlie Sheen is volunteering to help you get your life back on track, how fucked up are you?
That's pretty bad. That's really bad.
So anyways, TMZ was reporting this morning because everybody knows that her court date starts tomorrow, hearing starts tomorrow.
Because she's basically refused every option that they've given her. Like, no house arrest, no rehab, no jail time. She doesn't want any
of it.
She doesn't think she has
a problem. She doesn't think, or she thinks that she doesn't have a problem. And then also, she is one of those people that would pass a lie detector test because she believes her own lies. What are they called? Sociopaths?
Yeah.
So, in case you're not aware... She, what this is, I don't even know what this is for. This is for like a probation violation and for lying to cops about her accident.
That one is the one that we talked about where was she driving? Was she not driving?
Yeah. And
then another car showed up.
The rented Porsche and the 18-wheeler or something like that.
I think that's actually what it is for.
I think
because that broke her probation.
Right.
Right.
Right. So as of 3:30 p.m. and
today?
It's now 4:56.
Oh my.
Lindsay Lohan missed her flight back into LA from New York last night.
So she was at home. She's from New York. She was at home.
Yeah.
And oh shit, I gotta be in LA.
Yeah, totally missed it. Mm-mm. whatever. Forgot. So now she's panicking and trying to book a flight, like, tonight for her court hearing that begins at 8:30 in the morning tomorrow.
Can I don't know if she can afford that.
Sonic Sausage. Can you name anything that she's done that she might have made money from? From, like, I mean, she's already spent all of her Liz and Dick money on buying shit for her brother at Target.
She rang up that Target card. I don't know what she did with totally the money. I'm totally
just kidding. You're all, like, offended. You're all like, I don't too. Know. I don't follow her life as close to I have my own personal sources, okay?
What did she do with all the money that Charlie Sheen gave her? Charlie Sheen gave her, like, $100,000. She was supposed to
pay the goddamn government. She didn't. She snorted it all or something.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I don't know. I don't want to get sued for, like...
Allegedly.
I don't want to get sued for slander. I've got enough lawsuits going on. Okay, so yeah. She skipped it. Skipped her flight. Instead, Lindsay was at a club in New York to see a band called City of the Sun.
Are they any good?
I haven't heard them.
Oh. Look into it. Let us know.
I don't really want to.
Okay.
But yeah, interesting, right? She's got her priorities straight.
So instead of making sure she got rested so that she could get up in the morning and make her flight, she went out, saw a band or whatever, and then missed her flight.
Yeah. This is also the picture that accompanies this article on TMZ. It's just her with, like, looking tired in her hand. Kind
of. You know who she's starting to look like?
Her mother?
Yeah, now that you point it out. But, oh my God, why am I blanking on the name?
She's scary.
Anna Nicole Smith. She's getting that tired, like, mm-hmm. just how many, what pills? That doesn't matter. Give me more kind of look. Mm-mm. That's not a good thing.
I don't know about that. Also, Breaking Bad coming back soon, but you can now buy Jesse Pinkman's 1984 Toyota Tercel.
The one from the show? Mm-hmm. Oh, did he get a new car?
Probably.
I haven't watched
it
in a while.
All that, what is it? Blue meth. Stuff? The blue, meth? The blue meth, yeah.
What was it called? They had a name for it.
I don't remember. Do you remember?
Damn.
Was it Blue Ice?
That seems like it would be that.
Yeah,
that
right?
That sounds about right.
Hold on. Okay. So you have some other stuff to discuss, right?
Yeah, I do. These are, they kind of go hand in hand, mm-hmm. but I'm going to start with one that I think you're going to like. Jennifer Lawrence versus Anne Hathaway.
Oh, God. Love Jennifer Lawrence.
Right.
Hate Anne Hathaway.
Why is that?
I saw this. I think yeah. I saw this. Like, there's, like, a study done. There's
tons
and stuff
of
like
articles
that,
on it.
Like, yeah. Ugh. It's because Anne Hathaway is just too much.
And she's
boring.
There's a lot of pageant-y kind mm-hmm. of vibe coming off of her, whereas Jennifer Lawrence just seems like the girl down the street.
Yeah, like, what you see is what you get.
Right.
Anne Hathaway seems contrived.
I think part of it is that possibly, you know, when Anne Hathaway started out, because she's at least 10 years older mm-hmm. than Jennifer Lawrence, she might have been a lot more relaxed. But now she's worked really hard to get where she is. She earned that Oscar in the sense that she busted her ass to have the career that she has. But I think
Jennifer Lawrence or Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
But I think
she's gone through a lot of personal struggles that have
exactly.
been, like,
and they've been publicized. Very public.
Yeah, yeah, like that fucking one guy that she was engaged to that, like, stole money from everybody.
Like, why did you marry a Bond villain? Like, because he was European and he, like, stole weird shit, like art and money. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck is going on? But I think that she's built up this appearance, this sort of, I don't want to say a facade necessarily.
She probably goes home and cries.
I think that happens a lot. Especially because there's people like us saying, like, we don't like you, we like Jennifer Lawrence.
It's like, why can't you guys like both of us, okay?
Exactly. Like, yeah.
Because Jennifer Lawrence will fucking eat a pizza with you.
And drink. Did you see the pictures of her with her bottle of wine and allegedly, maybe, possibly a joint when she was in Hawaii?
Nice.
Yeah. Just vacation. Come on. She's been working. Mm-hmm. You need to relax.
Work hard.
What else are you going to relax with besides some pot and some red wine?
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, it's very interesting that people are slagging Anne Hathaway off for busting her ass and making it in Hollywood.
Let's like take it back and like remember where she got her start, like fucking Disney princesses. Like,
and she's a success story.
Yeah. Yep. She's kept it together for the most part, mm-hmm. from what we can tell. But
yeah, it's kind of weird. And it falls into my next thing about Taylor Swift hating women, which we've touched on before.
I feel like we've exhausted that.
Yeah. It's this whole weird thing where, like, you see a successful woman and you just have that instinct to kind of say, like, eh, fuck her. Like, but I like you.
I can respect how hard Taylor has worked. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a crossover from country to pop music, which is oftentimes difficult.
Yeah,
especially because she's young, you know. But
Leanne Rimes was able to do it.
Yeah, well, she's not a good example either. She's playing at like Pachanga. Like,
oh God!
But what's it called? Taylor Swift. I don't know, man. I don't really respect her methods. Mm-mm. I respect the work, which her drive, I guess right. you could say. But yeah, everything else. Mm-mm.
I think she's sending the wrong fuck that message.
Bitch. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Allegedly.
I'm just kidding.
Fuck that bitch allegedly.
Right.
So what fun stuff do you have for us?
Did you know that Alex Trebek is 72?
I had an idea. I knew he was older.
Yeah.
He looks good, though.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He looks like he does some exfoliation.
Probably. Drinks a lot of juice.
Yeah, he probably drinks a lot of, like, homemade juices.
Green juices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, put a beet and some spinach mm-hmm. and kale and with an apple.
Some celery.
Yeah. So, apparently, he's hosted Jeopardy for 28 and a half years.
Jesus Christ.
Like, pretty almost much as almost old as me. Yeah, almost my entire life. Well, yeah. my entire life well, yeah, because I'm 29. But there are rumors because he's not doing so great. He recently had a heart attack. Yeah. Sorry, excuse
That's
me.
One.
Yeah. What's it called? So he recently had a heart attack, which has spawned rumors on what's going to happen to Jeopardy. Now,
okay, go ahead.
I can't imagine anybody else hosting Jeopardy.
Jeopardy?
Exactly. Who is going to like over enunciate the answers and make people feel like an asshole for right. getting it wrong, but like in the best possible way? It's, like, really touchy, but then again, I'm sure people said that about The Price is Right, and then, you know, Drew Carey is just amazing.
He's doing a really good job.
Yeah, I saw him actually at a comedy show. Did you? Yeah, he was really funny. He cusses a lot.
Oh, I like it. Cool. So he's a Bob Saget.
Yeah, he's a total Bob Saget. So who do you think would possibly take over?
I'm going to say go complete opposite. Okay. And... Now, this is just an idea of
should
what I mean.
Should they bring in Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, they should bring in Anne Hathaway. because this gentleman in particular still has a pretty
if
solid...
you say Ryan Seacrest, I'm going to throw my phone
no,
at you.
No, why would I do that? That's horrible. he has enough to do.
Yeah, he's enough responsibilities.
This gentleman already has a very solid, stable career, so he probably doesn't have time for this. No, I'm going older as well. I'm thinking Christopher Walken.
Oh my God, that would be so amazing. The sketches with him on there were like just the best.
Yeah.
But okay, I like that.
He wouldn't do it. I mean, he's got his own thing going on.
Yeah, he's not on this list of people.
No. Oh good, there's a list. Excellent.
So the first one, which has been, I guess, the number one pick. Now, these conversations that have been happening, they're very in their beginning stages. They're just mm-hmm. people throwing out ideas. Matt Lauer.
Interesting. I don't think you can contain Matt Lauer like that.
I don't see him being the best possible choice.
And he only does well when he has a hot co-host.
Yeah. And that has to look the same as all the other ones.
Exactly.
They all look the same. There's all have a similar look.
There's no Vanna White on Jeopardy.
Nope.
You're solo.
One man show.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Matt Lauer, I guess, is like the top person. Yeah. I don't really like it. And then a lot of people were complaining too, like, you know, after the whole Ann Curry thing, he's got a stigma attached to him now. So he's just, he's like tainted. Because we all know that he's a dick.
Apparently, yes. Like, yeah.
That he's an asshole to staff and to his colleagues. So, yeah. Anyways, so that guy. I like this next person that they suggested. Anderson Cooper.
Oh, okay.
I would really like to see him do this.
Now, my only problem with Anderson Cooper is that... Okay, so
you cannot have a problem with the Silver Fox.
I don't have a problem with him.
Shut your face.
I have a problem with him being the host of Jeopardy. Here's the issue. We all know that every... like, it's all scripted on Jeopardy. So, Alex Trebek doesn't know this stuff. He just reads it. Like,
shut up.
It's true. He doesn't... he's not like... He doesn't put the show together, nothing like that. Yeah.
Oh, that just, you totally like popped the bubble. You totally popped the bubble.
How you're feeling right now is how I felt when I read that. I was like, God damn it.
I thought he was the one that came up with the questions and like totally.
No, he had like all these other variety shows before doing Jeopardy. So to bring in Anderson Cooper, I already know that Anderson Cooper is kind of a dingbat because he's the one who had never eaten spinach or drank coffee ever in his entire life until he had his TV show, like the talk show that he does.
Well, he's a Vanderbilt. Maybe that shit wasn't allowed in his house.
And then he ate it on live television and he was like, ew.
Wasn't there something like he had never eaten pizza too or something?
That might have been part of it as well.
Well,
so I can't look at Anderson Cooper and think like, oh, yes, you know what the state coin of Africa is or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, no, you've never had spinach. Like...
Maybe his parents didn't make him eat anything green.
That was a no greenhouse.
Yeah.
Who's next on the list?
He's actually, Anderson Cooper's been on the Celebrity Jeopardy three times and won.
That's pretty awesome. Like
every time.
But you know they do easier questions when it's celebrity.
I know. Yeah. I really wish that I could go on like the teen version of it, like being as old as I am now. Like, because those questions are good. Like, the next one is Brian Williams.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
He is a newscaster. Yeah. Very good friends with Jon Stewart of The Daily Show.
Right. And I guess he's been doing cameos on 30 Rock. Ooh, Jon Stewart would be good.
He would be fun. Yeah. The whole thing with Brian Williams is that he is probably one of the most trusted voices in news these days. He's very professional. He's slightly left-leaning, which I like. But he has a wicked sense of humor.
That's what what the article said. I need to look him up because I don't know who this is.
The whole running joke on 30 Rock is that Brian Williams is a total dirtbag. And they have a thing where, like, there was one episode where Alec Baldwin's character, he is a low-level employee for a day.
Mm-hmm.
And
he guy? Oh, this guy is sexy.
He's very, he's a very distinguished looking man.
I like him.
Yeah.
So
Alec Baldwin and
I would tune in to see this. Yeah. Face.
Oh, you should watch him now that all you have are those channels. But they go into his dressing room to clean it up and it's trashed. There's like pizza on the ceiling. It looks like Guns like N' Roses has been in there. Exactly. So that's like the running joke. He's a total dirtbag, but he's like this clean cut, like smart, sharp, hilarious dude in real life.
Huh. The next person, I also don't know who this is. Let me get back to it because it popped me out of there. Is actually a sportscaster.
Okay.
Dan Patrick.
I don't see the picture of him.
I don't know who he is either, but he's a sportscaster. Let me check. Hold on. You know who I'm thinking now, especially with this Brian Williams, like, be down with that. But Chris Hansen, what's he up to?
Well, he's been chilling ever since the whole affair thing.
Right?
Which, can I say, I was really relieved
to find out. Oh, no, I don't want to see this guy on Jeopardy. Mm-mm.
Ew.
Yeah.
No, I don't want that.
Do you want to tune in and look at that face? I don't.
No. We'll Sonic Sausage is saying no.
He looks like a politician.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of yucky. Yeah, I was really relieved that when the whole affair thing with Chris Hansen came out,
because
that
it wasn't a little girl,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that would have been so bad. Like, no, it was just a regular chick. He just screwed around on his wife, which sucks, and I don't think that's right, but thank God it wasn't like whatever or a little boy or something like that.
Yeah,
so no Dan Patrick for sure.
No, don't want him on there.
No. So that was basically the...
That was basically the list. Yeah.
I'm feeling Brian Williams. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it. I hope they go with him. I do not want to see Matt Lauer on there unless he gets hair plugs.
That spraying shit.
The Ronco spraying hair.
The good stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was like, I wish I had woken up earlier this morning. I totally could have watched some infomercials. There's actually, because I just got rid of cable.
You just don't have it.
Yeah, because I moved. So I have like the regular HD channels and stuff like that. Fuck, dude. Like, those channels are the best.
When I got over here, I was complaining about how much I want them.
Yeah.
Because I miss that shit.
There are actually a couple channels, though, that play, like, infomercials all the time, which is really awesome.
That is so good.
Excuse me. Twice.
Do.
Okay. So, yeah, that's the list. I'm going to root for Anderson or Brian Williams.
I'm good with either of those, yeah. But more so Williams.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
I feel like Anderson's got a lot on his plate. But then again, his talk show just got canceled.
That is true.
It was good, though. I just didn't get to watch it.
I didn't watch it very much. I remember when he yelled at that lady who was like the pageant. Was she the pageant? No.
Oh, like a Toddler and Tiara mom or something like that?
Or was she like a Barbie lady or something?
Oh, I don't remember.
I can't remember now. But he totally yelled at her. And I thought it was kind of shitty because it's like you did invite her on your show. To ostensibly like discuss whatever, and then he just started like
berating her,
basically. Yeah, and the audience is clapping, and I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. It's kind of a bully tactic.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, doesn't that like negate all the anti-bullying work that he's been doing?
Yeah, because like, it's acceptable only because she stands for things that are not liked.
Yeah.
She had the tan and the, you know, like,
oh my god, like tan mom,
yeah, like a flipper and like all this other shit going on. And it's like, yeah, but so what? Like, let her be herself.
Yeah,
you know, if she wants to look like that, then she can look like that. I don't fucking care. Like,
sorry.
Oh my god, what?
I just put a finger up in the air, like, just like, excuse me.
Excuse.
So this totally reminded me then about like Maury, right?
Because oh, nice.
You guys watch Maury at work.
Yeah.
My neighbors.
I was really annoyed that they cut Maury out, waited for that stupid Pope shit.
Oh, nobody cares about that.
Can we just get our Pope on? So I got some Maury to watch.
Yeah.
Continue. But
I found something earlier today that made me really, really excited.
Uh-huh.
On Channel 13.
Okay.
Which nobody watches, apparently.
That's true.
There is this show called Forgive or Forget. Now, I remember this show being on like a long time ago. I didn't know that it was still on. And I'm almost curious if they're like just reruns. But there's this lady that runs, that's like the host, like the Ricky Lake of it. Mm-hmm. Her name is Mother Love.
Wow.
She looks like she makes amazing fried chicken.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Got that?
But when I first turned it on, the prompt was... Oh. What was it? It was so good,
notes?
But because I texted it to a friend. Oh no, there it is right there. I falsely accused my stepfather of raping me.
Wow. That's pretty heavy, yo. That's almost...
What?
That's some Steve Wilco shit right there.
Seriously, like, where are the midgets? Like coming out. And then the guy was like, literally like... Like, yeah, well, you know, kids are kids. And I'm just like,
No.
That kid was trying to do a tactic for you to leave her mom. Like, that's what that was.
She,
like,
wanted you away from there.
Yeah.
And she said that to do it.
Yeah. The thing that was curious to me was that, how are you going to follow that shit up with, like, you owe me an apology?
Say you're sorry.
No. Like, there's a different set of people. What? So, like, they hugged their shit out or whatever. So then, like, the next family comes on.
Don't touch me.
Yeah. And the next family comes on, and it was like, LaQuisha started a fight with me at my grandmama's funeral, and like, call me like a blah, 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 blah. And like, call me names that I can't even repeat on TV. And like,
ooh.
I was like, whoa. It was just like, so that's what you're going to follow the stepdad falsely accused for raping her, like,
they,
with that, like,
yeah.
It should have been flipped. I felt like
and
strong.
bring it home. Or they need to take a page out of Maury's book, because Maury has several segments in 1 hour,
right?
And what he'll usually do Because when I watch Maury, it's during my lunch break at work. So I take a 30-minute lunch from 12 to 12:30.
So jealous that you guys can do that.
But the problem is that constantly bleeders fucking never fails. He has the best segment on at like 12:20.
Oh,
they go to break and they resolve it at the end of the episode. I'm like, fuck you. This is, I need to know. And then nobody pays attention because the group that I'm with, we all go back to work at that point. And there's like one or two people like, please remember, like, tell me what happened. And they're like, oh, I wasn't paying attention. I'm like, I hate you. I hate you with the heat of 1,000 white hot suns right now. Like, I'm so mad. I need to know what happened. Like,
fail. You failed at life.
Was he the father?
I need to know.
It's true.
Inquiring minds need to know.
So this lady, Mother Love, she needs to break it up like that. Or like you're saying, just do it at the very end. Because you can promote the shit out of that segment from the beginning of the episode, keep people watching the whole thing, and then wrap it up.
Do you remember like the old talk show, like the old talk show format of like, okay, you start with like two people that have like the issue, we're going to bring one person out, and then like, all right, let's bring out like so and like, so-and-so's ex-boyfriend or whatever, like, bring them out, like, you don't even see the producer run out with a chair, like, put it down, like, but then they keep everybody up there, and then, like, there's usually some sort of, like, interaction between all of them at some point. It's just like, I have a question for you over there. Like,
straight up pandemonium.
The first person asking the last person. Like,
they don't even know each other.
How come you treat your mom like that? How can you be talking to your mama like that? You came out of her vagina and all this shit. Like, it's like, yeah, I remember those ones that, like, with the problem kids, is all like Sally, Jesse, Raphael. Missed that shit. Oh my God. Sally, Jesse, Raphael for Gia Party. Geopardy. There you go.
You know who's coming back this September?
Lake's already back.
Arsenio.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, I don't know if he's on Five or KCAL, but
I think it's on Channel Five. And I saw a commercial, and I saw him do like the whoop whoop whoop.
Yeah. Like, I'm so excited.
I was like, ah.
He was the best. Arsenio was good because he listened to who he had on. He really listened to them because Jay Leno doesn't do that.
I hate
Jay Leno. Leno's just waiting for an in. Like, I can make a joke now. And it's like, what did I just say to you? Jokey joke joke. Like, no. Nope.
I hope we run into him at some point. Like, maybe on a team outing or a team building exercise at Universal Studios. And you can straight up go like, jokey joke joke in your face.
Nah, jokey joke joke. Yeah. And do like the little head shake thing.
Oh God, he's the worst.
I hate him.
I want him to go away. I thought, like, I was so excited when he retired, in air quotes. And then he was just like, oh, just kidding, Conan. Like,
I don't know what happened there. I mean, I know I've read about it, but it's been a while now. I think NBC was really the driving force behind that. Like, they wanted him out. They were done with him. And then they wanted to bring in Conan.
Right.
And then that just got fucked up.
Yeah. How is his talk show on? Was it TBS or something like that?
Yeah, it's still on. George Lopez's talk show was canceled, which sucks because George Lopez was like, I'll help a brother out. Like, I'll move my hour back or ahead or whatever the fuck he did to accommodate Conan. And now he doesn't have a show anymore.
Maybe Conan can bring him on as like an advisor or
his
something.
His other sidekick.
Yeah.
Besides Andy.
Is he the bald guy? Mm-mm. I don't... Oh, no.
That's like Paul Schaefer on Letterman.
I don't really watch any of those.
Well, you could watch Letterman now that you have...
I don't like him either.
I like Letterman, but I can't watch it all the time.
You know what? I heard... I've actually seen it. Carson Daly's, like, Last Call show. Like, not his talk show, because he doesn't do that anymore. But now it's, like, a music show.
Yeah.
And he's, like, back to doing bands that he loves. Like, he had the Black Angels on not too long ago, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. He recently had Tomahawk.
Yeah.
For their first ever, like, appearance on TV or something. Leanne was telling me about it and said that it was, like, the most amazing thing she's ever seen. And Carson was apparently so fucking excited. Like, she was like, you could tell the excitement in his face and his like stoked eyes. Like, he was just like bursting like a little kid, just like, ah!
I really hope he did that.
I have to look it up. I'll have to look it up and
he
like
peed himself a little bit,
probably.
Allegedly.
We never know.
I don't think he'd really mind if we said that about him.
No, he seems like he's cool.
He'd be chill.
Yeah. Is he still doing the voice?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He's still kind of awkward on that. Like 6,000 seasons in now, and he's still sort of like, This is just, I don't know why I thought of this right now. Probably because Carson Daly used to be on K-Rock. I had a chance to listen to K-Rock the other day. Yeah, yesterday morning, because I went in for like a couple hours really early in the morning to work. Jed the Fish is still on K-Rock.
Nice.
At like 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, they're Rodney Bingham hiring him.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. It tripped me the fuck out. Because I was driving and I was like, is that Jed the Fish? But he sounds old now.
Oh, no.
But it's him. Nice. It's still him. I was like, holy shit.
Remember they used to play Catch of the Day? Like, yeah. Does Catch of the Day, like, at, like, what was it, 4 o'clock or something? Yeah,
because we were out of school at that point.
Right. Oh, man.
I know. So that was, like, a whoa. Like, there's so many times now that I'm like, oh, I feel really fucking old. And yeah. This is one of those. Because when you start... I grew up on that shit.
Yeah.
And
that's sad.
Yeah. And when I saw, I was like, oh, God, it's, like, 5:30 in the morning, like... I'm sorry, Jed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Hey, at least it's better than fucking Rodney's hours. Like, fucking, like, what is it? Like, 12 to 3 or something? Like,
stupid.
12 to 3 a.m. Yeah. on Sunday mornings.
Ugh.
Or, like, early Monday mornings or something.
Ain't nobody
like that.
Got time for that.
Uh-uh. Nobody. Have you ever seen his movie, The Mayor of the Sunset Strip? I thought we went to go see that at the Sunset 5. No? Yeah. It's sad. It's really sad. Mm. Like, the poor guy. Aww. Like, he's so famous and, like, so many, like, artists know him and love him. And yet he's, like, the most lonely person, like, that you've ever seen. It's so incredibly sad. I can handle that. Yeah. And it shows, like, how, like, K-Rock has, like, moved him around. Mm-hmm. But yet everybody that works there respects the shit out of him. It's like, then why are you guys playing him like that?
is K-Rock owned by Clear Channel?
Probably at this point.
That makes me... think that's why.
Yeah,
because they did that shit on KLOS.
Yeah,
everybody left,
dude. I'm like waiting for Frank to just pick up and leave, because like
I'm surprised he hasn't.
He's openly like criticizing KLOS.
He's done.
Yeah,
I get the
and they just done. Started and I'm like
ugh.
so sad. Too bad.
What do we have that's not so sad or too bad?
Let's play a game.
Oh, I love it.
Who said it?
Okay.
SpongeBob or Nietzsche?
Or who?
Nietzsche.
Oh, okay.
Nietzsche or Nietzsche?
I say Nietzsche.
Nietzsche. Okay.
But I don't speak German, so I don't know.
Nietzsche. Well, it's no secret that the best thing about a secret is...
What?
Well, it's no secret that the best thing about a secret is secretly telling someone your secret, thereby adding another secret to their secret collection of secrets secretly. SpongeBob or Nietzsche?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with SpongeBob.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
You are correct.
Yes.
Season 2, episode 35, The Secret Box.
Oh, shit. They even, like, they even referenced the episode. I like
it. Doesn't fuck around, man.
No. We do our work.
That must be, like, one of the funnest places to work.
And they have an office, too. I thought it was just, like, a bunch of assholes that, like, write from home.
No, I like BuzzFeed so much better than Cracked, let's just be honest.
They're different, though.
They are different.
They're different beasts.
I saw, was it Cracked do a expose on Vice? Oh, no, Vice did an expose on Cracked.
Oh, I gotta read that.
Yeah,
shit.
It was really good. I read a little bit of it.
I'm gonna get on that.
Number two.
She's taking something out of her mouth.
I'm like... cat hair or something.
No, that's fine. She cleans her cat herself.
Dude, the last 3 days I've been like lint rolling like a motherfucker, like just trying to make sure that everything is like clean, and you know, she gets all up on everything. Okay.
Carla.
Number two. I hope my horrible ugliness won't be a distraction for you. SpongeBob SquarePants or Frederick Nietzsche? Nietzsche.
I'm gonna go with Nietzsche.
Wrong.
Damn it.
Season 2, episode 22, Something Smells.
Something Smells.
Number 3. I would only believe in a god who could dance. Engineer Sonic Sausage, would you like to partake?
The same two people?
Mm-hmm. SpongeBob or Nietzsche?
Nietzsche?
You are correct, sir. Thus spoke Zarathustra, a book for all and none.
Awesome.
Die at the right time. SpongeBob? Nietzsche.
You go.
SpongeBob. And Engineer Sonic Sausage says SpongeBob. Let's check. We need to get, let's get a third mic soon.
I think we need to, yeah.
No, it was Nietzsche.
Oh, fuck. I was thinking SpongeBob as well. I was like, that's got to be a SpongeBob because it sounds like it would
die
be too
at the
perfect.
Right time.
How have you been holding out on that impression for so long?
I didn't
long?
Even know that I could do that. I just did it right now.
She just channeled it.
Like, hey.
Oh, my God.
Panic is your enemy.
Panic is your enemy?
Panic is your enemy. You are strong. Through your strength, you shall overcome.
Okay, I'm going to say Nietzsche.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
What do you think? Nietzsche?
SpongeBob SquarePants. Season Fuck 3, episode 50, you. Wet Painters.
Wet Painters? That's the name of my new band.
Dude, you don't even know, man.
Apparently that, yeah, that show is like pretty legit.
Apparently, like, a lot of people that I know that smoke weed, or, like, used to love watching SpongeBob SquarePants. Because he gets, like, down in it, man. Like, talking about life and shit.
Well, the whole basis. Around. Like, the like, show.
Living in a pineapple under the sea.
Why wouldn't you? There's this whole idea that these are all mutated creatures because they live in a place called Bikini Bottom. And during all of the testing, like the nuclear bomb testing, they tested in a place called like the Bikini Atoll or something like that. I might be misquoting.
The Bikini Atoll?
888. A-T-O-L-L.
And it, oh, like Atoll.
Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I might be misquoting like those names together. Yeah. But so people are saying like, yeah, so that happened. And then now like under the sea, you have all these like fucked up like mutant things walking around. Like that's why there's a talking squirrel in a cosmonaut suit that like runs around. Like, oh god, that's so dark for a kids show.
Dude, seriously, SpongeBob is like, I remember when it first started and I would watch it and I was like, wow, this is like an adult show. Like, this isn't even necessarily a kids show.
It had a Ren and Stimpy vibe.
Yeah. That's why I liked it. Number 6, my ambition is to say in 10 sentences what everyone else takes a whole book to say.
I'm going to go Nietzsche. I'm sticking with.
You are correct.
Yes.
From the Twilight of the Idols or How to Philosophize with a Hammer. How can I compete with geniusness? How can I compete with geniusness?
Especially when you say it like that.
Correct.
Nice.
It is SpongeBob in season 4, episode 68, Patrick Smartpants. Plato's boring.
Who's boring?
Plato is boring.
Plato is boring. Nietzsche.
Yes. Nietzsche. Twilight of the Idols or How to Philosophize with a Hammer.
With a hammer.
Today, I start living.
SpongeBob. Don't copy me.
And it is SpongeBob, episode 2. No, season 2, episode 21, Squid's Day Off. How many of these are there? My goodness.
Seems like they have a pretty big list.
I know. Can I be excused for the rest of my life?
Me. I said that.
And it is not Carolyn. It's SpongeBob.
Shit.
I am not a man. I am dynamite.
Nietzsche.
Yes.
What?
Yes, it is.
I love it.
Oh my goodness. Oh, there's like three more.
Okay.
We might as well finish.
Yeah.
We've only got ourselves and what we can carry on our backs.
I want to say Nietzsche. You think so?
That's what I picked too. And it was SpongeBob.
We're all wrong.
Yeah.
We're all idiots.
Season 2, episode 27. All of these are from season 2. My goodness.
I've noticed that. That's a prolific season.
Apparently.
We should just get on that.
We should watch that. Yeah.
Just season 2.
They call you heartless, but you have a heart, and I love you for being ashamed to show it.
Being ashamed?
Yeah, for being ashamed to show it.
Nietzsche.
Yes.
Yes.
Dumpster writing, the voice of the people.
Nietzsche.
SpongeBob. Season 2, episode 38. Sailor Mouth.
Sailor Mouth. That sounds like a disease. Ooh, gross. You got a little bit of Sailor Mouth going on there. Oh, God.
Ugh. Like, you get scurvy with that?
Scurvy.
I've said the word fancy in conversation.
Oh, that's it? Mm-hmm. Okay. That seems like an incomplete sentence.
I've said the word fancy in conversation.
Let's just go SpongeBob. What do you think? Is it? Okay.
Season 2, episode 35, The Secret Box.
Oh, that was the other episode. Mm-hmm. Secret Box.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it.
Man. That's a trip.
That's crazy, right?
Now we know. We got to watch season 2.
I didn't even look at that before. I just, like, saw the countdown of the title. I was like, oh, okay, let's do that. Yeah.
That should be everybody's homework. After you listen to this episode, go watch season 2 of SpongeBob. Mm-hmm. And then the next episode, we won't talk about it. But you just... It doesn't mean a fucking thing, but you should do it.
You should just do it. Where are we at on time?
46 minutes. Oh, so we have a little bit of time left. Yeah,
I'm really hungry. I want some corned beef and cabbage in my stomach right now.
I'm getting hungry, too.
Episode 10.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
Yay! And I think it seems like we will be a little more consistent like we were when we first started, because Jen's new apartment is kind of a haven. We won't have any interruptions. Well, I mean, we had that awesome background music with the car alarm.
It's a party up in here.
It is. It's a car alarm party. It's the worst party.
But at least, like, if it had been one of the ones that changes,
oh,
that would have been, like, awesome.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
No, it was just pretty consistent.
Yeah. So, yeah. What is it? Oh my god, I forgot what it was, but they're like, oh, I think it was like, oh, it's Dane Cook.
Yeah, he did a whole thing on that. Do you remember the car alarms that would say, like, step away from the car?
Yes.
Remember those?
Yeah. 90s.
That's a trip.
Yeah, that was fun.
Car alarms always made me think of those little keychain things where you could press the buttons.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they made, like, laser noises or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I loved those.
Those were fun.
Those were pretty amazing. Why don't they make shit like that anymore?
No, everything sucks now. We're always like... Everything is
like a phone app. A phone app, right? A phone app for those. Yeah.
Probably.
Remember that awesome thing from your childhood? There's an app for that.
It's so shitty. Like, it's not the same.
All of my apps that I have, because now I have a real phone, I'm really excited. I used to have a BlackBerry. Finally got rid of that shit. And now I have the Samsung Galaxy 3. Which apparently it's like the phone.
Yeah. It's like, I have an iPhone and I want that phone.
I just looked, I was like, I like that. Like, it's got a big screen, Reader's Digest size. Perfect. But
is there an app for that?
Probably. But everything I have on there is completely functional. Like, all of the apps, like, I mean, they're silly, like Shazam, but there's a whole point.
Shazam is awesome.
Exactly.
You hear a song, you don't know who it is, you, like, might want to buy it. Like, what is it?
And I like it because if I hear a song on the radio and I'm like, oh, I know this song, but I don't want to, like, dick around and, like, search it on YouTube so that I can, like, post it, because obviously that's important, I can just Shazam it and then share it right away. It's easier. Three. Tres. Trois. I don't know how to say three in German.
It's okay. There's an app for that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm like what? Like, I've already, like, kind of dipped out mentally. I'm, like, thinking about corned beef and cabbage.
She's just thinking about corned beef and cabbage. That's good.
Yeah.
It'll be tasty.
I hope so.
I'm really looking forward to it.
I wonder if it's going to have a Korean flair to it.
That would be pretty cool.
I want, like,
you want traditional?
Straight up corned beef. Yeah.
Fun fact, corned beef and cabbage is not the traditional St. Patrick's Day meal, or the traditional Easter meal that Irish people typically would have. Back home, there was a type of bacon that was served with cabbage and potatoes and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And when the Irish emigrated to America, they couldn't find it here.
Right.
So they went to Jewish delis, and corned beef was the closest thing that they could find. Mm-hmm. And the meal that you have on St. Patty's Day is basically what they would have on Easter. So there's not even really, like, a thing that you do on St. Patty's Day, at least back in the day. Huh. Now, you know, you party and and what have you. But it's a saint's day. You go to church, and then you go to the bar. You go to church, then you take communion.
Yeah. Fucking, so the place where they use for the facade for Patty's Pub in It's Always Sunny
is
in downtown.
Fuck.
I've seen it. It's, like, over by Villain's Tavern. But I think what would have been awesome is if they, like, did, like, a whole pop-up Patty's Pub on St. Patty's Day.
Yes.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been really cool. Good.
Like, just serving green beer everywhere.
Where exactly is it if it's by Villains?
It's kind of, like, it's on the, like, on, like, this, like, this side of...
Okay. Because Villains, like,
whatever
is,
that street is.
Yeah, I don't know what... I forget what it's called. I just know it by sight.
Yeah.
Because it's in, like... It's not like a sketchy area. It's
in a super industrialized area.
You kind of, you can picture like Batman fighting crime there late at night. Like,
well, when I went to Villain's Tavern the one time, they were filming a chase scene for Sons of Anarchy. But then I later saw it on TV and I was just like, oh shit, like I know where that is. That was right there.
They filmed some of Gangster Squad over there too.
Yeah.
Because I noticed that over the bridge overpass where you, when you're like leaving, I was like, oh shit, that's
the 6th Street or 4th Street bridge or whatever it is.
Probably the 6th Street.
Yeah.
It's the 6th Street.
There's
yeah.
one 4th and then one 6th.
The 4th Street one is farther down. That's right.
Yeah.
My favorite bridge.
I like that bridge. It's a good bridge. So yeah, we're going to do a St. Patty's Day celebration right now.
I think so.
We're going to do it. We should do like a Holy Sweater Girls team building exercise for Universal and invite people down. We have a Universal pass, so come join us.
Exactly. Because you just buy the one day and then you get the pass for the rest of the year.
The rest of your life for $80.
Exactly. It is a calendar year though, right?
Yeah.
So it's not from month to the month. Like... You get it this month.
No. It's good it's like for, it's buy a day, get 2013 free.
Yeah.
Oh.
Watch it there. We don't need any more injuries.
No.
What happened? It was your hip?
Yeah, it like got twerked.
Tweaked.
You got twerked. Tweaked, not twerked.
Jen's twerking it and
That shit's crazy. Have you seen those videos for like girls getting all like crazy and like
I want to be able to do that.
Oh my god, I saw the funniest picture. It was a picture of this chick. She was twerking so hard it made her maxi pad move.
Ew. Ew.
And she was like wearing these like see-through tights and you could see it like off to the side.
Oh my god.
If I can find the picture again, I'll post it on
public
Facebook.
Service announcement: if you plan on twerking, make sure you get the Playtex sport tampon
with wings.
Well, no, do tampons have wings?
Oh, tampons?
Yeah,
no, tampons, like,
they don't have, right? I don't wear those.
Tampons go in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm old school. I still wear the old pads with the belt and everything.
Was it like Slums of Beverly Hills? She's like trying to like show her how to use it, like puts it in her mouth and like ties that shit up. Like with pads. Oh my god. So yeah.
Well, Playtex has the sport version. So you can do sporty things like twerking.
For your pad?
For your tampon.
Why do you. A regular tampon works fine.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's weird. Like I can.
Do you do sporty things with your tampon?
I don't do sporty things at all.
Just in general, no.
I do cerebral things.
Mm.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Well, cool. I think we covered a lot of really good, very important stuff today.
This episode was what we originally set out to do, which is like just cover celebrity gossip and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is...
And we got a couple of public service announcements in there.
Yeah. We'll have to figure out a new game to play, too.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody enjoy their St. Patrick's Day. Stay safe. Drink responsibly. Use a coaster.
Take public transportation.
Please. Or tipsy toe.
Yes. Tipsy toe. Does that work on St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know, but I'm sure you can find out.
Oh, you know what? Side note.
Yes.
I changed my locked screen and my home screen to cherry blossoms.
Okay.
And I feel very much more relaxed when I look at my phone now.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I like that.
It's really cool. I was like, oh.
Maybe I should put a picture of Tom Hardy with the puppy on mine.
Oh my god.
That'll relax me.
Those are so good.
Yeah. Do you like the one that I sent you?
Yeah,
with the gun?
That was awesome. I was just like, that one was too cute. Anyways. Yeah. Thank you for joining us, episode 10.
We'll see you next week.
Next week.
Adios.
Bye.
Party tips?
No.
Just get your corned beef on.
Yeah. Corned beef.
I mean, you're going to be farting a lot tomorrow, but whatever.
I don't care. It's going to taste good in my mouth.
Nice. Let's just leave it with that. Yeah.